You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning and welcome to Lifeline. This is Kelly Jadone sitting in for Bob Allen. We are live at WCNO in Palm City. I am an ordained minister and a published author. Today I'll be teaching about a type of Christ as seen in Jacob in the Old Testament. Jacob is a type of the second coming of Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for our listeners. Open their ears, Lord, that they might hear. In the name of Jesus, amen. Listen to this. Two nations were at war within their mother, Rebekah. Jacob, the supplanter, one who schemes and replaces, and Esau, the hairy one. The younger traded lentil soup for the elder's birthright. The younger deceived his father to take the elder's blessing. Jacob ran into the wilderness, dreamed of angels ascending and descending a ladder between heaven where the Lord stood and earth. Jacob's head laid asleep upon a rock, upon land promised to him and his descendants by God. This place is the house of God, the gate of heaven. A sign of good faith, a stone set up as though a pillar, christened with oil. He called it Bethel, the house of God. Jacob prayed, "If God be with me, keep me while journeying, give me food to eat, garments to wear, and return me to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. This stone, God's house, and all that you give me, I will give back a tenth to you." That was Jacob's vow. Wandering in the wilderness, in search of his mother's people, Jacob found Rachel, a shepherdess, coming to a well, which was covered with a heavy stone. He rolled the stone away to water her sheep, and then Jacob kissed Rachel. Jacob worked for Laban, Rachel's father, 7 years for the right of marriage to Rachel, but was given Leah in the dark. After 1 week more, Jacob received Rachel and promised to work another 7 years until completion for the rite of a marriage already fulfilled. Unloved and without her husband's adoration, God opened the womb of Leah. A woman of weak eyes, she bore Jacob children, as did Rachel's maid, Bilhah, given to Jacob as a wife. Leah's maid, Zilpah, also bore Jacob children. She too was Jacob's wife. Rachel gave Jacob 2 sons. Then Jacob remembered his own people and his country. Without telling Laban, Jacob and his family left. Rachel and Leah turned their backs to their father. God spoke to Jacob in a dream and told him to go to Canaan, to the lowland. Jacob and his family crossed the Euphrates River with Laban behind, Esau ahead. After 7 days, Laban caught Jacob in Gilead. There, an agreement was made between the two. Jacob set up a stone as a pillar. Kinsmen gathered other stones into a heap as witnesses, and they agreed not to harm each other. Jacob agreed to take no other wives beside Laban's daughters, God their witness. Jacob sent his family across the emptying Yabbok River. That night, Jacob wrestled with a man who lamed him, but blessed him. Jacob became Israel, God prevails. Jacob called the place Peniel, the face of God. Jacob crossed over, saw Esau's approach. He separated his women and children, livestock, herds, camels, donkeys, cows, bulls, as two companies. Esau met Jacob with a brotherly kiss. At Shechem, the standing place, Jacob purchased land, erecting an altar. He called it El Elohe Israel, which means God, the mighty God of Israel. Jesus, Son of Man, was born of the line of David, the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God said of two brothers, Esau I hated, Jacob I loved. Jacob is a type of Jesus. Esau, the hairy one, is a type of Antichrist. As Jacob took from Esau his birthright for soup, Jesus takes his birthright, firstborn of the dead, never to die again, from Antichrist. Though the Antichrist will seem to die and return from the dead, of a fatal wound healed, which will amaze the whole world and deceive people to follow him, Antichrist will not die. Know that this is a lie, for the Antichrist comes with the activity of Satan, the father of lies, with all power and signs and false wonders. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 11. The hairy one is too late. He is not the first, not even with a lie. God laughs, for he says, there is no God besides me. I put to death and I bring to life. As Jacob took from Esau his blessing through deceit, Jesus took the blessing of God the Father when he ascended to heaven with a shout, with a trumpet sound. Antichrist will receive no blessing. It has already been given. Instead, he will receive the wrath of heaven. God laughs. Two nations at war within Rebekah, ensnared within her womb. Two nations at war on earth, as it has been in heaven. Nation of Antichrist, all who live on earth, small, great, rich, poor, free, slaves, who bear his mark on the right hand, on the forehead. The nation of Lord Jesus, all who live in heaven, small, great, rich, poor, free, slaves, who have been made new, called blameless, upright, who bear his mark by his blood upon their foreheads. Jacob was sent into the wilderness to go and find his wife. He dreamed a ladder of angels with the Lord above. He named the place Bethel, the house of God. Prophecy unfulfilled, yet to come. Jerusalem is where the Lord will sit within the inner sanctuary. Angels will attend him, ascending and descending from the house of God above in heaven to the house of God below on earth. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man, who is Jesus. The door to heaven is Jesus. He holds the key. As he was above, so he will be below when he returns. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. The Lord's Prayer. Jesus, like Jacob, had nowhere to lay his head, but Jacob laid his head upon a stone. The head of the church, Lord Jesus, is the stone, the cornerstone set up as a pillar, standing. Lord Jesus will be standing on earth. The oil poured over the stone is Holy Spirit, upon him, upon the Lord. Jacob's prayer, his vow, is a deal of truth, sealed from before the foundation of the world between the Son and the Father, of his work leaving heaven, his promise if kept well and returned home to heaven, a tenth of all that is given to him, Lord Jesus will give back to his Father in heaven. Give to God what is God's. Coming out of the wilderness, Jacob found his wife Rachel, which means ewe, E-W-E, a female sheep. She is the bride of Christ. For 7 years, Jacob labored for her, for Rachel. Jesus did the work his Father gave him until it was complete. It is finished. 7 is the number of completion. But in the dark, Jacob took Leah as his wife, being older, weary of waiting for a husband, her father. Laban gave her first to the groom. When Jesus died, his spirit descended to paradise upon angels' wings. Today you shall be with me in paradise, he spoke from the cross. A great city of the faithful, believers older in the faith, had grown weary of waiting for their husband, their Lord. Jesus came, proclaimed the gospel, and gave the faithful 40 days for the transition to heaven. Those kept in the dark, seeing dimly the future, by faith believed in the coming Messiah. These are the first wife, Leah, of weak eyes, grown weary of waiting. Laban, whose name means white, kept Leah until the wedding. He is a type of God the Father, who kept the faithful safe until Lord Jesus came and opened the womb of paradise. Christ ascended to his Father, counting 40 days of transition until paradise would be overthrown. A wedding week of 7 days was given to Leah. Laban gave Rachel second to Jacob, but with a promise of 7 more years' work until her time of completion. Jesus, the Lamb, is to be married to the ewe, E-W-E, who is Rachel. He will take her to wife before the time of work is finished and continue to serve his Father until the time is complete. This is a picture of the rapture, the catching up, the bride of Christ, snatched out or away, fulfillment of Holy Spirit's pledge. The dead in Christ will rise, the living in Christ translated, glorified bodies for those of Leah from paradise and those of Rachel, which is the church. Rachel, all those since Christ's ascension, the second completion. The marriage of the Lamb and his bride, Rachel, will occur in heaven. She made ready, given fine linen, free of the stain of sin, as a pure wedding dress, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Blessed are those invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Jacob, the man who only wanted one, had 4 wives. Each gave him sons. 12 sons are the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob took his 2 wives, Leah, Rachel, the 2 maids, Zilpah, Bilhah, his 11 children, Benjamin not yet born, back to where he came from. Laban followed on his heels 7 days, yet in a dream, God told Jacob to return to Canaan, the lowland, which is earth. Jacob is Lord Jesus, told by God his Father to return again below to earth. Laban behind him 7 days. These will be 7 years. Tribulation has passed. Time complete for Rachel, who gives her allegiance to Jacob, the ewe to the Lamb, Lord Jesus. Laban agrees not to cross over to hurt Jacob. This time, God the Father will not ask Jesus to lay down his life. The agreement will be seen by witnesses, a great cloud, all those with Lord Jesus, Leah, those from paradise, and Rachel, all of the church, witnesses. Jacob called his kinsmen to the mountain where he and Laban were. Jacob offered a sacrifice. They ate a meal and spent a night on the mountain together. Lord Jesus will call all who are his as sheep from fields in heaven to the mountain of God, where the Father in heaven resides, for a meal together. Before Laban and his daughters and grandsons parted for the last time, Laban kissed them and blessed them. Before they leave heaven, God the Father will bless those who compose the armies of God, Rachel and Leah, clothed in the white linen of his son, Lord Jesus. On his way to Canaan, Jacob met angels of God. He named that place Mahanaim, which means two companies of angels. Jesus will meet with angels of God, and he will bring with him two companies of angels, cherubim. For he will come as he left, carried up into heaven, and those who come with him will be carried, just as Jacob's family were carried, by camels, by horses. Revelation 19:14 says, "And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses, which are angels." Jacob, renamed Israel, wrestled with God, took his wives, maids, children, to cross the Yabok River, the emptying at the ford, the pass. Heaven will empty of all its angels, of glorified believers, those in raised bodies, and pass through to earth's atmosphere, a multitude which will be uncountable. Every eye will see him, Peniel, the face of God. Jacob was renamed Israel. God prevails. He had striven with men and won. Lord Jesus will be transfigured, his appearance changed, as it was upon the mountain in Matthew 17. As he comes to Jerusalem as Son of God, eyes a flame of fire, clothed with a robe dipped in blood, the Word of God. Israel, the nation partially blinded since Jesus first came, has wrestled with God, but a remnant will come out, Israel, who will be weak and limping as Jacob, who is Israel, as he limped. Jacob sent messengers to Esau with news of his coming. Esau came to Jacob with 400 horsemen. Lord Jesus will send messengers, the two witnesses, to Antichrist with news of his coming. Antichrist, Satan, and false prophet will deceive kings with false signs. The Lord preparing the great supper of God for the birds of the air to be fed of their flesh, an army. Antichrist will go out to meet the Lord at Armageddon. A first company, Rachel, all those raptured while living. Joseph, means he will add, are all those gone to heaven during the church age. Together they come on cherubim as one company. Leah will follow, she with her children, all those from paradise on cherubim, a second company. Those who will die during tribulation, beheaded by Antichrist and false prophet, will not come, their bodies not yet risen. They are under the altar of God, a multitude from every nation. The Lamb of God is their shepherd, waiting to be completed, waiting to be avenged. These are as Bilhah, the maid, whose name means troubling. Her body was not her own, given as a maid to Jacob, to father children, even sons. This will be the time of Jacob's trouble. This is tribulation. Neither will the remnant come from heaven to earth, for they are yet on earth, unglorified, alive in spirit, alive in fleshly bodies, like your own. They are few, 144,000, 12,000 from each of the tribes of Israel. The remnant is Zilpah, a maid, whose name means a trickling. She also had no control over her body, for she was given to Jacob, through which he fathered sons. 12 sons came into Canaan, the lowland, with Jacob, even Benjamin, who was yet in his father's loins, the whole house of Israel, sons of four mothers. Though Jacob feared his meeting with Esau, he need not have. Esau met him with a kiss. Lord Jesus will have no fear of Antichrist, for he is only a man. But within Antichrist will be Satan himself entered in, as he entered into Judas Iscariot, who led an army of Romans to the garden to meet the Savior with a kiss. Satan's plot has been written, for it is already known by he who knows all things, God. When will Antichrist appear? When the dragon, the serpent, Satan, stands upon the sand of the seashore, Revelation 13:1. Upon the descendants of Abraham, believers in Jesus, during persecution, during tribulation. As Satan entered Judas, the traitor, just before he sold the Lord, it is then that Satan will enter Antichrist. He will sell out his brethren, fellow Jews, to slavery, to death. He will move quickly as a leopard, ferociously as a bear, violently as a lion's mouth. Revelation 13:2. Antichrist, the hairy one, will come with a kiss, seducing, as if gentle, as if with love, but with his own hidden agenda. Antichrist will come out of the sea, out of the peoples, out of exile. Lord Jesus will return. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, shut and sealed in the abyss, and all who are with Lord Jesus will shout, Hallelujah! Antichrist and false prophet will be thrown alive into the lake of fire, their spirits, their bodies, to burn for eternity. Armies coming against the Lord will be killed with the sword, his very word which comes out of his mouth. There is one Lord, Lord Jesus, one husband, as Jacob was to four women, one Lord over all. Four women, four time periods of believers, all his. Lord Jesus shall come from the fields of heaven to Shechem, where he shall stand in Jerusalem, the city of peace, real peace, made only through the lordship of Jesus. And he shall pitch his tents before the city. Where his head was laid upon the stone, Israel erected an altar, calling it the house of God, El Elohe Israel, God, the mighty God of Israel. Within that name, God, 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 three times. God is three. God is mighty. God is in Israel. Prophecy spoken just once by Jacob, who is Israel, yet unfulfilled, but coming. Lord Jesus will build in Jerusalem the temple for himself, for he is the Son of God. He will build upon land purchased by his forefather David, purchased by his forefather Jacob. He will also build a palace, for he is also the Son of Man. There he will rule the nations. Though nations commit themselves to rid the world of Israel, it will not go. For God has ordained it, bought it, protected it as his own, given to Lord Jesus as the place of his authority on earth as in heaven. Prophecy by Jacob, who is Israel, God prevails, and God laughs again. Jacob promised 1/10 as tithe to God for the journey if he returned home safely. God kept his bargain, The same promise Jesus made with his father. 1/10 of all would be his father's. Jacob journeyed southward, reaching Hebron with his family, and there saw Father Isaac, who laughed to see him. As Jacob presented his sons to Isaac, so Lord Jesus will tithe 1/10 of what is his to his father. The tithe is the 144,000 who will stand with the Lamb, Lord Jesus, on Mount Zion. The Lamb's name and his father's name are written upon their foreheads. Purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb, 12,000 sealed from each tribe of Israel come out of tribulation. God laughs last. He has all those covered by the blood from all four wives, from all four times, alive forever with him, as he is alive forever. I hope that you enjoyed learning about Jacob as a type of Christ returning. I am Kelly Jadone. I have studied about and speak about other types of Christ as well. This is my ministry. I am currently publishing a book about the types of Christ, which will be available in the spring. It will be titled, He is Alive Forever, and will cover the types of Christ as seen in the fathers of the Old Testament, such as Jonah, which tells what the Lord did in paradise for 3 days and 3 nights. Abraham and Isaac explains how Jesus came to earth. Abraham and Isaac also tells about what happened at the cross. Moses the babe shows how and why Jesus descended to earth. Joseph explains life in paradise before Jesus came. Moses and Aaron are types of the two witnesses before Antichrist. Josiah is a type of Lord Jesus as he purges Israel of wickedness at his second coming. I also have written about the types of Solomon, Joseph, and Joshua. If you'd like to hear more biblical teachings like that heard today about Jacob, please support the ministry of Lifeline and Bob Allen Ministries. Support comes as prayer by word of mouth, as a financial blessing, or love offering. Your support is necessary to us. Let us hear from you today. Mail us at Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. If you yourself need prayer in the name of Jesus for any matter, contact us at Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. Once again, for a love offering or prayer or any other spiritual need, contact us at Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. This morning, I'd also like to thank WCNO at 89.9 FM for hosting Lifeline. Please continue to support this local Christian radio station as well. I myself am a local supporter. May God richly bless you today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.